Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Rootwork Spot. This is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. As for my profile, I mentioned that there would be several topics today. So let's get started. I thank you, all of my followers and listeners. You can't be thanked enough. And as for the snoopers, you know what they can do? Kiss, kiss. They never hear anything good. And today's advice on the snoopers, ignore them. See, when you ignore people that are trying to cause problems, they can't stand it. They can't stand rejection. Okay? Real talk. Hitting them where it hurts. I mentioned last week, letting go. Okay, now, when you let go, you have hit them where it hurts. Oh, you may not see it in the beginning, but you shall see it very soon, within a few days. Because the ones that you let go of, they're trying to get you back. All kinds of tricks and everything, trying to get you back. Trying to talk to you. Trying to catch you at a certain place you'd be at. Everything. And it's ridiculous. If they hadn't done what they're doing, everything would have been okay. You know, people that take your feeling for them from you to where you don't care. And in fairness, they can take that love from you where you just don't feel anything. But I'm sure that the majority of us that let go of the hindrance, the problem, the troublemaker, I know that it feels so good. And keep it that way. Don't backtrack. Don't go back. Because if you do, it's going to be worse than before. You can forgive. You don't have to let them know that you forgive because, see, you're not speaking to them. So, you can forgive. But you don't have to go back. They let them know that you forgive. And that's what some people are doing. It's going on with their lives. Let them say stuff. That's the thing. They're always going to say stuff. And the next person they get close to, that they're going to let go on to. And I think that is a wonderful thing. When you just let go of it and go on with your life. If you hear a little rattling, I am really safe to be a nice drink here. And that is water. Water is needed. Over half of our bodies is made up of water. I'm not going to go into that. That's okay. But it is. Okay. Now, other thing is destroying property. I'm getting off of the letting go. See, I just let go and I feel good. All right. Destroying other people's property. You know, when you do that, sometimes you mess up something that was very dear to somebody else. And it hurts them. Some offer to replace. Some apologize, but it's still not the same thing. And some things have been out of spite. Property, lost property, broken property, which always have conjure behind it. If the person is thinking that way, yes, there is a conjure tip with that. Pennyroyal is good for people that's thieving. Pennyroyal is good in combination with other things. This is a big conjure tip Well, that kind of cleansing needs to be done by the worker. But once you do this, everything is going to come back to you. But if your stuff has been destroyed by someone else on purpose or stolen, guess what? That person is going to suffer. They're going to lose more than they took. Okay? I have mentioned the penny royal, which I had planned to do in the beginning. Now, letting go and letting God, everybody needs to think about that. Because once you do that, everything is clear. Everything is clear. You have peace in your life. You don't have that burden of wondering, oh, what myth is coming today? No, because you let yourself out of that situation. Some people have many situations where they wonder, oh, well, I wonder what myth is coming today. With that, you don't have to wonder. Okay, let's talk about trying to steal someone else's luck. Now, this is a horrible conjure tip. Gold magnetic sand, it is said, if you put gold magnetic sand in someone's foot tracks, and I'm going to get to foot tracks in a minute, but in their foot tracks, you can steal their fortune. Yes, you can draw things to you with gold magnetic sand, many things. But when you do this particular thing, then things are going to blow up. You're going to think that you are victorious. You're going to think that you're winning. And then here comes the blow up. Things are actually drawn from you, and it's not necessarily going to the person that you drew it from. It's going to be spread out, going everywhere else. See, you do to people what you would have them do to you. If you do that to somebody, then it's definitely going to come to you. Gold magnetic sand is used to feed lodestones in certain rituals. Gold magnetic sand is used in some. And one tincture I could tell you about is the tincture to bring on luck. If you're playing cards, doing the lottery, you can put it in a money wash for your home to draw prosperity there. Okay, now cleansing. I'm getting as much in as I can. I'm not in a rush because today is laid back for me also. Now, we do have times where we are laid back, and this is my relaxation period. Okay, something special I want to bring up, your children. Okay, when they're at an age, they can't make decisions for themselves. And you, as parents, are doing everything that you're supposed to. But you have bossy people around you. Yes, here we go with them again. Hang up for yourself. Don't keep your mouth shut. No one will tell you why. I'm giving you an example. You tell your children to go to one place. You didn't tell anybody to come and get them or anything. The next thing you know, your child is gone from that place. Well, sometimes the person at that place don't know. They're playing. And then all of a sudden they're gone when you have told them not to go that way. But, you know, some adults are very controlling and they feel like that they can do anything they want to do. Here comes the kidnapping part. See, this is what you do first if that happens. Oh, call the cops. It's a kidnapping. situation. And you can look that up yourself. Anybody that takes your children without your permission, if they take them somewhere you don't want them to be at without your permission, yes, that is kidnapping. They're not supposed to be there. You should always know where your children are. I think I gave out some good advice there. Because I know that there are people and situations they don't want to be in. They feel like they have to do what somebody else tells them to do or asks them to do. No, you don't. If you don't want that, you don't have to do that. That's letting go and letting loose and standing up for yourself. Never letting the one make you feel like you or sit back and feel like you can't do nothing. And let these people run all over you. That's not the way to go. For them, that's not the way to go, because eventually it's going to be a backfire to that. Because that pushover, as they call it, is going to wake up. Okay, I talk about neighbors all the time. Let's speak about watching people one more time. Let's speak about bragging once more. You know, your neighbors don't care what you get, what you do. This is for the bad people now. What you do, they can care less who comes to your house. So why try to tend to their home? Why try to watch them and when they're going to the store? Why try to watch everyone that goes to the house again? That's wasting your time. So more than likely, this person that's doing this is crazy. They're crazy or they're on heavy drugs. And the people that's trying to help them, they're going to get them in trouble. Innocent people, just sit back and look. It's coming exactly the way I said it. People are very crazy. You know, we as workers get a lot of people that come as if they're trying to get help for themselves, but they're trying to destroy somebody else that's not doing anything to them. Now, if that worker is true, they can see that, and they're going to turn your ass around and send you somewhere else. There might be some dirty people out there to do that, but the majority of us, it's not. You cannot straddle the fence in this particular kind of work, particular kind of work. Workers' woe, something else that I want to go into. You know, we have all kinds of people coming to us. I'm talking to my workers. And as I have said, we do put our lives on the line. There's our rest. Oh, there's the things that we have to do for our clients. There's the time that we spend looking into situations, which sometimes can be very draining. But when you get the clients that think that they have messed you in some kind of way, see, you're good-hearted. And you try to help people out a little bit. Example, let's say, oh, a job, that's just an example, so don't think it, it's costing $145. They send everything except for the $45, and then they don't hear from you. But when they start twisting around, and they're getting that dot back in their face, then they'll call you again and want to finish up. But by then, you have to start that case all over again. And that's what they don't understand. They feel like that they have paid you. The majority of, oh, I can go back and get them to $45 and everything will be all right. No, it's not. It's not going to be all right. No. I'm sorry, y'all. Can't have your little drink. Soda. Okay. Now, let's talk about guilt. Guilt in the client and the work. Let's say that you have a landlord that's overcharging you. And there's been a landlord fix going on. Yes, you have followed everything that your worker has told you to do, which is great. Okay, so this landlord, they keep on. So to get to the end of this, I'm going to say you're going to see changes in the landlord with one of those fixes. Tiredness, confusion, can't get anything right, forgetting things, that's the landlord fix. But this certain ritual ends with that landlord not owning that house no more. And the rent going down, you're going to have a better landlord. And that's very soon. All right, landlord, we can go into people trying to hot foot you. You know, one way to try to hot foot somebody is with rotten black hen eggs. Now, I'm not going to, you know, tell you what to do with that because there's something that you have to do before you do that. Like I said, I do not give out target tips that will harm somebody. But I brought up the black hen egg or just plain brown chicken egg. Rotten, it has to be rotted or about to rot before you use it. But there's always something to do before you use it. One of the things is visiting the graveyard. Now, the majority of us do not send our clients to the graveyard unless we have to. That's more of our work than sending the client. Now, we have to send the client, and I'm going to tell you, you need to follow instructions exactly as we tell you. Because, number one, you need to bring spirit back with you. Number two, you can go to the wrong place. So you have to really listen. My point is listening. Listen real good. Do not tee us off, and we're trying to tell you something, and we tell you the example. We don't work well. Yes, it's some rocks, but we tell you to go get an igneous rock. That's gold. Get that gold rock. Don't sit up there. What color rock do I have to get? A blue one? And we done said gold about 10 or 15 times. Oh, I know what rock I got to get. I got to go get a pink. No. That's not it. And don't bring anything out. Never take graveyard dirt into your home. That is very dangerous. Black candle. Speaking of graveyard dirt, let's talk about the black candle. Yes, you can burn black candles on someone to bring them home. But think about it. Are you harming yourself? Because number one, you got to sit there with that candle. And the black candle will make you sleepy. And if you go to sleep while that candle is burning, that's trouble for you. Okay? Number two, you don't know who people are. You don't know who people know, and you don't know what people are doing. You could be talking to a worker itself. You could be trying to go against a worker itself, which is very dangerous. So you need to be careful. You know, I know of a situation where certain people been after a famine, I know, about 6 or 7 years, and they have not succeeded yet. Thank people. You're supposed to have all the brains. I'm talking to them now. You're supposed to have all the brains. You're supposed to be above everyone else. You're supposed to be better. Think. They're sitting back watching you act stupid. And you're burning those candles on those people, and you're getting bad luck back in return. Nothing is going right. You're sitting there talking about that family, probably your neighbors, and they're doing better than you are, much better than you are, because you're throwing at them. Have you thought about that they could be protected? Have you thought about something has been sent back to you? Of course not, because you're the smart people on the roads. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's slide, because I know we only have a little time, and I'm going to fix that where we have more time. All right. Let's talk about smart aleck children and dope addict parents. Okay, I said dope. I tried to, you know, keep it a little bit clean. So it's dope now. Parents, those of you on those drugs, those hard drugs, have you thought about the reason why this child is being smart and disrespectful to you? It's all that your child has seen you do. You've been doing drugs, they know of it. You've been around having sex with different people, they know of it. And sometimes they don't have to see it, or you don't have to tell them. Their friend's father tell them, and they're embarrassed of you. If you want respect, you got to earn that. And your children seeing different things that you do, that's not one of them. But there's another example of a disrespectful child. That's what interference is. And this is the part I want everyone to know of. Now, you have children, and you tell the children what to do, and someone else in the family interferes. They use your children to find out information about you, when you don't even, that person don't even love your children. They're just out to destroy you. Well, the child's going to catch on to that later on down in line, but in the meantime, that parent is suffering. When that child comes back from visiting, then they're acting strange. Now, I know that there are some people listening in to this. They know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, there are some children, grown children, that haven't spoken to their parents in years. And I'm coming into this. All behind somebody else's children in years, behind the same thing. But getting back to the children. Your grown child all of a sudden says, okay, I give up. That's it. I don't want this in my life. Okay, if you are that narcissistic, controlling parent, then you're going to play the role of I'll fix them. I will make them do what I want them to do. Reality check. Psycho mom. That's not going to work. There's no, I'm sorry. There is no, this happened because of this. There's no, I love you. Probably hasn't been a year, has it? But you expect everything to go good for you. You have a lot of children, and the majority of them is pulling away. Something is wrong. You need to stop controlling, trying to control anyway, and everything will be okay. Now, what I'm trying to get to, I'm skipping through this, What I'm trying to get to, love your children, grown or not. Put your foot down, parents that have somebody else talking to your children. They are supposed to do what you ask them to do, not what somebody else told them to do. It doesn't hurt to say no to a child if they just say, Mommy, can I play my game? No, not right now. That's not hard. Do it. They're supposed to obey. You obey your parents. You respect your parents. And your life is longer. But in some situations, the parents take away the respect. And I'm telling you, some people in this world will make you lose all of your religion. And those attacks come on after you pray. Right after you pray, everything tries to come to you. Everything tries to key you off. Everything tries to go wrong for you. You know exactly what to do. Oh, you bar that devil away. You know the words to say. I don't have to say it. But this week is more of a talking thing. Getting over. You're not barred down anymore. You're free. All those situations I talked about, you are free and don't realize it. And when you realize it, you're going to think, wow, I've been sitting here worried about this person and that person and what's going to happen. And I've been free of that for years. That bad situation that happened. Oh, that happened about 5 years ago. And you're going to start to think right then. 5 years ago. But your heart was still sad and you were still thinking about it. It's good to have people to talk to because more than likely you're going to be talking. And figure out that you're free. Wake up call. Reality. You know, I hate the way the world is, but it is bad and good of everything. Even in the zodiac, there's bad Virgo and there's good Virgo. Aquarius, there are bad Aquarius and there are good Aquarius. It's just like apples on a tree. There are bad apples and there are good apples. But one bad apple will mess the others up. You get what I'm saying. I know that you do. Okay, I said last week that I would be taking at the beginning of the show. And I will. I'm going to take 2 to 3 at the beginning of the show that have questions about the topic or about situations. I'm ready to talk. Okay, rules for that. You don't call back in 6 months. You give other people a chance to call in with their questions. Cool. Okay, and do not try to take up all the time. You probably have 3 or 4 minutes to get all that out of your system. I would enjoy speaking to people. But my topic had gotten so intense at one time that I could not take on. I had to get everything out. There's always a message with each one of my shows, and I hope that you picked up the 7 messages that I got out here today. And I know what it is. I mean, 7 messages in this short time. Okay, everyone. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your weekend, the rest of your Sunday. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your week. Carry this information with you. And to my beautiful, beautiful family, I love you. I love you, Mama. Bye-bye.